Welcome to today's deep dive. If you've been scrolling through the Google subreddit lately, you have probably seen that massive thread, the one asking, "Has anyone tried anti-gravity by Google? Thoughts on the IDE
Oh,
platform?"
yeah, it is the dominant conversation right now. I mean, developers are trying to figure out if we are entering a new era of agentic coding or if this is, just another buggy, resource-heavy experiment.
Right. And to find the answer, we pulled Google's official developer blogs, the Wikipedia page, a hands-on DEV community review, the GitHub docs for a tool called OpenClaw, and some very heated Hacker News threads. So, okay, let's unpack this.
It really is a fascinating mix of hype and frustration out there. But to understand the reactions on Reddit, we first have to look at what Google is attempting underneath the hood. They're fundamentally trying to change our relationship with the code base.
Right, so anti-gravity, which looks like a heavily modified fork of VS Code or WinSurf, is entirely free in preview right now, and it is offering local access to some massive models like Gemini 3.1 Pro, Anthropic's Claude 4.6, and the open source GPT OSS 120B. But the buzz isn't just about free tokens, is it?
Not at all. What's fascinating here is the interface shift designed to support this agentic coding model. We are moving away from the standard copilot paradigm where an AI simply auto-completes your lines. Anti-gravity introduces a dual UI.
Yeah, you still have the traditional synchronous editor view.
Exactly, but the major addition is the asynchronous manager surface.
So instead of a chatbot sitting in a sidebar, you have this dedicated space to spawn and orchestrate multiple autonomous agents working in parallel.
And that requires a massive cognitive shift. You are transitioning from writing code to reviewing and verifying AI-generated code. To build trust in this new workflow, these agents don't just execute raw, hidden tool calls in the background.
They generate verifiable artifacts.
Right. Things like concrete task lists, or even taking actual browser screenshots of the UI they just built.
That sounds incredible on paper, but then you read actual developer experiences. A reviewer on the DEV community called it a fascinating, frustrating, yet futuristic mess.
I mean, running a local Chrome instance alongside a heavy Electron app and streaming massive context windows to Gemini.
It absolutely eats resources for breakfast.
Which makes sense when you realize you are essentially running a localized orchestration engine. But the resulting instability is significant. Sometimes the arrow keys just stop functioning entirely.
And if you read the Hacker News critiques, it gets worse. Users reported the AI failing at incredibly simple tasks, like swapping out a static loader in a div for a GIF. In one instance, it completely corrupted a PHP file.
If we connect this to the bigger picture, you are seeing the immense friction of early AI agents trying to operate safely. Because the system is terrified of making destructive changes, users are currently forced to manually approve every single file read.
There is an auto-approve toggle meant to fix this workflow bottleneck.
But right now, it is completely broken.
Okay, here's where it gets really interesting. Because developers hate friction, so some users started integrating a personal, local-first AI assistant called OpenClaw, the one with the lobster mascot, to bypass some of these limitations in the preview.
That integration turned out to be a massive mistake. According to several highly upvoted threads on Hacker News, users running OpenClaw through the anti-gravity preview are triggering automated security flags.
And the fallout is severe. Google is allegedly disabling their entire accounts without warning.
Wait, seriously?
Yes, just for plugging a local AI tool into an IDE preview, they are losing their entire Google accounts. We are talking years of personal Gmail history wiped out.
Gone. No human review, just an automated lockout. This raises an important question about the massive risk of tying experimental developer workflows to your primary digital identity. When a beta IDE runs afoul of a black box automated security system, the collateral damage to your digital life can be devastating.
That is terrifying. Honestly, I would be incredibly hesitant to link my main Google account to any experimental dev tool after reading that. So, what does this all mean for you?
It is a lot to weigh.
It is. The manager surface concept in anti-gravity is a brilliant glimpse into the future of development. It really feels like an inbox for your code base. But given the severe resource drain, the broken features, and that shocking threat of a prominent account ban, it is definitely a tool you want to keep strictly to an isolated side project for now.
It is an important step forward, but a messy one. And it leaves us with something to ponder as this tech matures. If developer environments successfully shift toward these manager services, where we are simply orchestrating and approving the work of autonomous agents, are software developers destined to just become middle managers for artificial intelligence?